Okay, let's get into tonight's topic, and that is both a topic related to the daf as well as a topic related to this time of year. It works out in Yonat Yoma as we are in the month of Kislev, and that is a sugya that came up back in Maseches Shkalim, but it also came up here in Yuma on Daf Beis Amid Aleph. The Mishnah tells us at the beginning of Maseches Yuma that 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Bezdin is mafresh the Kohen Gadol from his house to the Lishkas Parhedrin to make sure that he stays tahar. And the language of the Mishnah is Shema Yarobo Psol. We don't want him to get a psol and then be messed up, so we have to have an extra Kohen. We separate him, and then we have an extra Kohen Gadol, just in case, in the on-deck circle. So that's the Mishnah. Rashi quotes, what psol are we worried about? Rashi here, right at the beginning of Maseches Yuma, Im Mazmin and Kohen Acher Lios Kohen Gadol Tachtav, we have another one just ready in the wings. Im Yarobo Psol Keri Oshar Tuma. Hama'akvin Milavala Mikdash. Right, it might be, it might have a re'ias carry, other type of tumah that might occur. So that's why even if we separate him, maybe something will happen, so we have an extra Kohen Gadol already. Ask the Maritz Chayis on the Mishnah, really on the Rashi, carry? Don't we know one of the 10 Nisim in Pirkei Avos? So the Kohen Gadol never saw carry before Yom Kippur, he never ran into a problem. Ask the Maritz Chayis, we all know that Mishnah. So what does this mean? How does Rashi say that? And that's the question of the Yerushalmi, right here in our Perek. And the Yerushalmi gives two answers. Yerushalmi says, number one, maybe all those Nisim were only Bayis Rishon, not Bayis Sheni, like the end of the last Amud in the first Perek in Yuma, the five differences between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. Right, so that's one answer. The other answer given is, Ein Somchen Al Anes. We do what we have to do. We don't focus on Nisim in the future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do an Ace in the future, that's up to him. But it's not for us to rely on Nisim or the language of the Gemara in Shkalim, which we had a few weeks ago, Ein Maskirin Maisa Nisim, which is also the language of the Gemara in Bracha, that we will get to soon. So this gives us the opportunity to at least talk a little bit about the sugya of Nisim and how we approach them when they didn't happen yet. Obviously, after an ace happens, we have a chiyuv of hoda'ah, chiyuv of shevach, a chiyuv of halel. We're not having a halel shir, but if you remember, we mentioned in the past the Emek Bracha, who talks about halel is mechuyav if there is both objective, amazing miracle, plus the effect of a salvation to the Jewish people. So just because you have one without the other, might not be mechuyav halel. That's regarding halel. But Nisim in general, miracles in general, how are we supposed to view them when they didn't happen yet? So one sugya related to that is we don't rely on them. We don't assume Nisim are going to happen. Ein somchen al anes. Avraham Avinu did not know that he would survive the Kivshon Ha'esh. He was, hopeful maybe, but he didn't jump in there knowing. Hananiah Mishael Azariah didn't assume that they would be saved. So that's for sure. Ein somchen al anes. What we're going to talk about tonight is a Chanukah-related topic, which is also related to this idea of Nisim, and that is, what about davening for Nisim? So we're not allowed to daven for an ace. We always do. Somebody's Rachman al-Islan, deathly ill. We daven for Nisim. Yes, there comes a time when the Ran and Maseches Nedarim comes into play, Rachman al-Islan, where the Ran says, discusses the issue is one allowed to daven to Hashem that his relative or the one that he knows passes on. Because that's the natural way, and to put them out of their pain. Is one allowed to daven that way? So it's a major machlokas Rishonim, the Shulchan Aruch discusses it, and some Rishonim just say, just daven that Hashem should do what's best, without specifying anything more than that. But besides that, if one is not at that stage, or even if one is at that stage, as Jews, we always daven for Nisim. We always hope and we daven for the miraculous. But that's an uvda, that's a mitzias. But let's go back and talk about, is that really appropriate? Is it appropriate to daven for an ace? We could daven that Hashem should help, Hashem should save us. And if there's different types of Nisim, maybe that we can be mechalik between. Why does this come up in Hilchos Chanukah? Besides the fact that Chanukah is one of the holidays related to Nisim, it comes up based on a Ramah. Based on a Ramah, which hopefully shouldn't happen. But if it does, it's all a b'di'evet. We know the halacha is that we have to mention Al HaNisim both in davening and in benching on Chanukah. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafresh Pei Beis, you have it now in Torah number 1. Kol Shmonas Yimei Chanukah, Omer Al HaNisim, Bevirchas HaMazor, Bevirchas HaAretz. We mention Al HaNisim in the second bracha in Noda, at the bracha of Hoda'ah. Ubatfila Bevirchas Modim. Also in davening, but we do not mention it in the normal Yalav Yavo place, because that's a Haskara Me'in HaMa'ora on a Daraisa level, so that's not what Al HaNisim is. Al HaNisim is a Chiyuv Hoda'ah on Chanukah and Purim, so we put it in the other bracha. So, l'charchila, v'yem lo amar in machzir noso. And if I forget al anisim, in either case, in benching or in Shmona Esrei, I do not repeat. Don't repeat the Shmona Esrei or the benching. Miyum nizkar bosa bracha, but if I remember, before I finish the bracha, kol zman shelo hizkir es Hashem, afilu nizkar bein ata l'Hashem chozer. If I'm at the end of al hakol, and I say, v'achadash, and I stop right after ata, I catch myself, I go back to al anisim. Go back to al anisim, or at the end of a chol hachayim. That's the halacha. But what if I blew it? What if I'm in the middle of Yechasrano, in the middle of the bracha of Yechasreinu? In the middle of the next bracha, or right after, al arz al amazon, right, it happens sometimes, right after we finish the bracha. So then what do we do? So you don't have to repeat, that's for sure, but is there anything else to do? So yes, there is, says the Rama. Haga yesh omrim, kisheshachach al hanisim bebirchas amazon, if somebody forgets al hanisim in benching, kishemagia laharachamon, when we get to all those harachamons, towards the end, yomar, Harachaman uyasalanu nisim v'neflos kishem shasiso avoseinu b'yamim ahei b'zman hazeh. Harachaman Hashem, the compassionate one, he should do nisim for us, just like he did nisim for our ancestors in the days of old. And then we say, b'mei matas yo, ben yochel kohen gadol. We stick in the whole ala nisim there at the end, by the harachamans. This is also a plug to continue benching after Yechasreinu. For those who hold like the minhag of the Gra and those who don't bench, I'm minhag Gra. You know, first of all, we should be consistent. We shouldn't pick minhag Gra for that and not minhag Gra for anything else in life. You know, if we have the minhag Gra, we can do that. We can't just pick and choose. But if somebody has that minhag, so then they don't have this opportunity. But the Rama says, if one is forgot to mention Al Anisim where they're supposed to mention it, so they could say it here. The problem is, we just switched in the Rama from a hoda'a to a bakasha, right? Al Anisim is supposed to be mentioned in Nodelecha. Nodelecha Hashem, thank you. V'yalakol anachnu modim lach. The whole context is hoda'a. And that's what Al Anisim is. Yet, where do we put it, Bidi Eved? Harachaman, right? We might say, oh, I'm going to blow it on purpose because I want to say it as a tefillah. No, we shouldn't do that. But it just switched his character. Harachaman uyasa lanu. So, number one, is that appropriate? Can it switch character? Well, we might say, well, where else are you going to stick it? You don't have any other place to put it. Well, where else do you have a line that you can connect to Hanukkah? So that's the only place. Okay, fine. That's what you do. So now we want to ask, is it appropriate, though? Are you allowed to? Right? You can only ask, you know, is it appropriate here if you have a better place to put it? If you don't have any other place to put it, so it has to be here. But the question is that allowed? Is it appropriate to daven for Nisim like we do in this context? And to bolster the point, it seems like one is not allowed to. After all, the Gemara says in Brachas, in the last parak, source number two, the Mishnah says in Brachas and Dafnun Dalet, Hatzoik l'sha'av or ha'rezit tu l'sha'av. If somebody cries and davens about something that already occurred, that is a false tefillah. It's useless. For example, Ha'isish to Mubarez, a person has six boys, and they're hoping for a girl, and his wife gets pregnant, and then he starts davening. I hope it's A, and I daven it's... V'omer, yiratzo sh'telidish di zachar, ha'rezit tu l'sha'av. No, daven before she gets pregnant. Right? Maybe the first 40 days, even though the Gemara talks about that. Is it determined yet? But after that, no, you can't daven. It's a tefillah shav. If you're going by a city and you hear screaming in the city and you hear a song that it shouldn't be my family, so tefillah shav. It's either your family or not your family. You should daven. If it is my family, I hope they stop soon. You can't daven if it is or if it's not. So it sounds like from that Gemara that once something occurs, can't daven for a change. And based on that, the Gemara says there, on Daf Samach, right, related to last week's Parsha. Hi, Seishtu Mu'ber, Svamar Yiratzon Shtelet HaRizit Tvila Shav, V'lo Mahani Rachmi? Is that really true? Davening doesn't help? You can't daven for an ace? Masiv Rav Yosef, V'achar Yol Dabas, V'tikrash Madina, after her six boys, Leah has a daughter. And Leah calls her Dina. My va'achar. What does it mean? And after what? After she has six boys? It sounds like va'achar is adding something. Amarav la'achar shedona Leah din ba'atzma. Leah thought to herself the following. Rashi quotes this on last week's parsha. V'yomra yud be'shvatim basidin latzeis miYaakov. Yaakov is destined, as they all knew, to have 12 tribes. Shisha yatsu mimeni, six have already gone out from me. V'yarba'a min hashvachos harei asara, that's 10. V'im ze zachar, if this one is going to be a male, lo tehei achosi Rachel ka'achas hashvachos. Rachel, my sister, is going to be even less than the maidservants. She's going to have one. If I have seven, she's going to have one. Miyad nehefcha labas. Immediately, it changed to a daughter. If you look at the Targum Yonatan ben Uzziel on last week's parsha, he also says it. There was fetal, right? A fetal switch, right? Leah was really pregnant with Yosef, and Rachel was pregnant with Dinah, and they switched. There's even a Rebecca of Kamenetsky that says a little tongue-in-cheek. That's why Yosef was Masalsa Basaira a little bit, and Dinah was a Yatsanit, right? Because either one is a little affected by the other gender. End quote. Said a little tongue-in-cheek on how much seriously he meant it, but he writes it in the Emes Le'Yaakov. But either way, Nefcha Labas. So it was changed to a daughter. She never had a Tikresh Madina. So you see that you're allowed to daven even after pregnancy. Says the Gemara, Ein Maskir in Maisa Nisim. Don't bother me with Leah. Leah, one of the Imaos, they can do what they want. Maisa Nisim, maybe she could daven for an ace. But that's not normative behavior that is allowed or even suggested. And the other answer is that Leah Batoch Abraham Yomavi was before the first 40 days when maybe things weren't determined yet. Okay. That is, we're not going to get to the medical elements of that aspect. But either way, this lays the groundwork. Sounds like it's not so appropriate to daven for an ace, just like we have in our sugya, ein somchen al an ace. You cannot rely on a miracle. Related to that is not, you can't daven for a miracle. So the question is, how does the Ramah allow this? And how does the Ramah suggest it? So what we're going to do for the next couple of minutes is just to mention five or six thoughts of the Achronim. Really food for thought. For us to delve into further suggestions that the Achronim have. This is really an Achronim discussion, not a Rishonim discussion. Achronim have in terms of when it is appropriate and not appropriate, and how do we put together the case of Leah and the Mishnah in Brachas versus the case of Chanukah. So first is the Bechor Shor. Bechor Shor in source number 4, one of the early Achronim. This is the same author as the Tvuo Shar on Yoredei. In the back of the Tvuo Shar, he has the Bechor Shar, and he writes this commentary. So he has the first two suggestions for us. Number one, writes the Bechor Shar, a little small. Kasev Agai, quotes the Ramah in Yeshochan Aruch. Im Shachach Bechanika Lomer Alanisim, Yomar Rachmoni Asal Anisim, Kod Moshe Asal B'yam Lahim. V'kashali, it's difficult. V'vadai Muchach Beperaka Ro'eh De'en Lehis Palosh Yasal Onais. Right, we know from Maseches Brachas, we learned that Gemara, right here, that you can't daven for an ace. V'yavagav delo niskar behedya, mikol makom stama kipirusha. Right, but Pashas, this is you're not supposed to daven for an ace. So how is it, right, Rachel and Leah might have been different. So how is it that the Ramah says that here? Answer number one. V'efshar lechalek, divadai yochid lo yisparo al hanes. A private individual cannot daven for an ace. Deman yemar dechazilazeh. Who says that a person, a private individual, is worthy of having a miracle done for them? Avale mispalel shelo rabim yase nisim, kenusach harachmanu yase lanu nisim, shaper dami. You could daven for a miracle for the masses, right? If the in the Klal Yisrael are subject to a war, and they're rabim b'amiyatim, says that you could daven for. You could daven for a miracle that's needed for the rabbim. V'chein kol anuscho shebepiyutim, sheniskar, shemespalen al anes, v'loshen rabbim amurim. All the times that we mention nisim, it's all rabbim. Kol al anisim delosid. Ki meitzescha erenu niflos, v'lochein yihiratzon. After nesias kapayim, you always say everything in plural, plural, plural. Tzorchei rabbim and tzorchei tzibur. Okay, before we get back to the second suggestion of the Bechor Shor, just to give other examples, we have other times in Halacha where Tzarchei Rabim and Tzarchei Yachid have different standards, and we're allowed to break rules for Tzarchei Rabim. Example, the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Lamed Daled, source number 5. The Gemara tells us, as we know, the structure of Shmona Esrei. The first three Brachas are Shevach, Bakasha, and Hodah. That is the only element of tefillah that is d'oraisa. Even the Rambam, who holds that davening every single day is a mitzvah d'oraisa, mitzvah number 5, I think, in the mitzvah saseh, very early on, even the Rambam agrees that all the details of davening are d'rabanan. The words that we say, and the times that we daven, everything's d'rabanan except for one idea. The structure. Shevach bakasha hodah. Because that's learned from Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara in Brachos, and that's d'oraisa. That's the Gemara in Brachos. La'olam ayisha adam tzrachav. We shouldn't ask bakashas in the first three, in the last three, only the middle ones. Dom Rabbi Chanina, Rishonos doma la'evet shemesad shevach lefnei rabo. The first three are being mesad shevach. We open up with great praise. Emtsoyos doma leevetshem avakish prasbi rabu. Then we ask our needs, and achronos doma that we're makabel, and we thank him. The shaila is asked by the rishonim there during Atheres Yimei Tshuva. We add in certain lines, even in the first three and the last three. Zachreinu l'chaim. Zachreinu l'chaim. That sounds pretty bakasha-ish, right? Please remember us. Micha mocha. Okay, that sounds right. Zocher Yisuaf. That's already a little, maybe you can get out of it. Uchsov l'chaim tovim kabanei v'risacha. B'sefer chaim nizocher v'nikasev l'fanecha. How was that allowed? So that's why it's not in Shas. Nowhere in Shas. Only HaMelech HaKadosh and HaMelech HaMishpat are in Shas. But all these other Hosafos were a takan of the Gaonim. That's why the Rashba says, don't say them. It's a violation of this principle. It's nowhere in Shas. It's a minhag of the Gaonim. It's a minhag against Halacha. And that's why the Rashba says, don't say it. We don't paskin that way. We paskin, we say it. But we at least say, if you forget it, you don't have to repeat it. Because it's not in Shas. Unlike HaMelech HaKadosh. HaMelech HaMishpat, Svaradim say you have to repeat, and Ashkenazim say you don't have to repeat because you mentioned HaMelech anyway. Melech Oetz Tako Mishpat. But either way, that's the Rashba. Tosfos there says, cannot fathom this. Tosfos says, everybody says it. Everybody says it. How is it possible that we could say that it is okay to still say it? So Tosfos deals with this. Pir Shebeinu Chanan or Rabbeinu Hai, Dafka LeYachid, Avot Tzerchei Tzibur Shoalin. Tzerchei Tzibur. You're not allowed to ask for your own life. You can ask for Klal Yisrael. Tzorchei Tzibur is allowed. On a deeper level, one might even suggest, says the Rush in the next source on Ekamara, Rabim needing Hashem is itself a praise of God. The fact, a reflection, that if everybody's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because they communally need him, that is the greatest praise in the world, that we're dependent on him. So it's not even a violation. Conceptually, it is praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By adding that into the first bracha. Either way, that's one place where we see Tzorchei Rabim are allowed. It is a rule breaker. Similarly, if you look at the Gemara Masechas Avodah Zarah, in terms of adding on at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, says the Gemara, second line, Afa bisha amru, shoal adam sracha bishomea tfila, avalam ba lomar pesof kal bracha, bracha mei kal bracha, bracha omer. You can add on at the end of each bracha. Amr b'chei barashi amar rav, ava b'sh'amru, even when we say, sholam tzrach b'shomei atfila, if you have a chole, you can edit it in rofei cholem. If you need parnasa, you can edit it in baruch aleinu, v'chulu. And then we say at the end, ava b'sh'amru sholam tzrach b'shomei atfila, ava l'mbalomar achar tfilasu afilu kesedar yom kippurim, omer. At the end, you can add in anything you want. That's the last day, and that's what we paskin. Right, we generally try not to add in during the other brachas. During Shema Tefillah we add in, and at the end we add in. We don't add in otherwise. Says Tosfos again, right there, they had a minug of adding in slichos in the middle of slach lanu. Tosfos says, Tzorchei Tzibur. Again, Bahali Tosfos l'shitasam, that Tzorchei Tzibur, one is allowed. And there are others, there's a discussion, Kedidav and Musaf early on Rosh Hashanah, the Shulchan Aruch talks about that. Maybe Rabim is okay, because Tzorchei Rabim. But either way, you have an halacha precedent, Tzorchei Rabim versus Tzorchei Tzibur. So that's approach number one of the Yeshuas Yaakov, and that is, could he ask for an ace? For the Rabim, yes. Tzorchei Rabim, yes. Number one. Number two, second approach of the Bechor Shor. Let's keep reading, go back to source number four, the end of line 12. Od Yesh Lachalek. Approach number two and number three are going to be somewhat opposite. This is number two. Od yesh lechalik. Beinisim shel teva ha'olam, shem milchamos hachashmonaim, mashma shahaya nisim derach teva ha'olam. What we would call a nes nistar, that you're allowed to daven for. Because that's not changing nature in such a nikar way. God doesn't want to, Hashem kaviyachol doesn't want to do nisim. He set up a system, Bederach HaTeva, and he hides his own presence in that. So, if you're asking for a Nes Nistar, you know, that's more flexible. So that's what they were asking for. In the days of Hu Yasal Nisim, right, we want all of our enemies to all of a sudden start loving the Jewish people, and loving Eretz Yisrael. So that's a pretty miraculous bakasha that we have. But, you know, it won't be. If all of a sudden, one day, people start liking us, so then that's not a miracle, Nikar. Masha Enkein, Lahachlif Nekeva Shetea says Zachar, who Ne Shaloka Derech Olam Klal. Men and women can't switch. V'kayotzei ba'a b'tfilah shav. That's a tfilah shav. And that's why the Gemara says, Leah is a bad example of everybody else. Ein maskir in maisa nisim. That really would be a miraculous event, and that would be inappropriate. So that's number two. And that's the minhag of what, when we daven for somebody who's sick, when we daven for anything, we're not asking Hashem to do a nes nigla. Person gets better. You know, it's not like everybody in the hospital all of a sudden starts believing in God after that. They say, wow, even if they say it's a miracle, but it's a nes nistar. And therefore, that would be okay, says the Bechor Shar, right? A nes mochama versus changing zachar in a kefa. Number two. A third idea, which is kind of the opposite of what we just said. We just said Nes Nistar is okay, Nes Nigla is not okay, is said by another one of the Achronim, the Yeshuas Yaakov. Again, now we're getting later in the Achronim, mid-Achronim. Says the Yeshuas Yaakov, the Mishnah Berurah quotes him all the time. Yud Shin Vav Ayin Yud. Turning the page to source number 13. Says the Yeshuas Yaakov, every Nes, and this we know from the Gemara in Brachos already, every Nes, every time something is done for a person, it costs. It costs us something. We have to kind of get charged for it. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu does a nes for us, Menachin lo mizchu Yosef. We have to take it off. Hashem's like, okay, magia lecha, but you know it's going to cost you something. Says the Yeshuas Yaakov, that's only true, and then we'll read it in a second. When is it going to cost us? If there's no counter Kiddush Hashem that comes from the miracle that Hashem has to do for me. Because then he does it for me, and that's it. There's nothing counterbalancing it. But if the miracle that I ask for will also bring a tremendous Kiddush Hashem in the world, and the zechus of that Kiddush Hashem is on my account, so then memela, I'm not losing anything. There's no nikuy hazechuyos then, because I'm balanced. It's kind of like when you give tzedakah, you get a tax deduction. Right? It doesn't come off because you're doing something good. It's not exactly the same, but it kind of balances. If I'm bringing the Kiddush Hashem, then I don't get charged for the salvation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bringing me. So he says that's what's happening here. A nes nigla, a miracle that everybody will recognize, that's appropriate and okay. The milchama, rather than yatim, everybody recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in charge. The Six-Day War, right? Everybody recognized HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something. Says that's okay, because there you have the Kiddush Hashem on the other side. Says, to have a boy and a girl change Leah, nobody knew what Leah was pregnant with. Right? That's inappropriate. What kind of nair? You're going to change nature. It's going to nikui zechuyos. It's going to take off, and it's not going to gain anything. There's no Kiddush Hashem there on the other side.
So every time there's an ace galui, it's always Kiddush Hashem?
So every time there's an ace galui,
pretty the golden leg.
Chanina ben Dosa, right? I'm saying he wanted it, right? He wanted to give it back because he didn't want to be benachah, right? So according to that, right? So maybe only he recognized it, not his Chanina ben Dosa. The question was Chanina ben Dosa, the story in Tainus, that he wanted to give it back because he didn't want to have a three-legged table in the future. But maybe there, not everybody knew about it. Everybody knew about it. Anyway, let's see the Yeshuas Yaakov inside now. So he says, he quotes the Tvuo Shar, he quotes the answers that we just saw, and then he says as follows on line 11, Al-Masha Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu La'Avraham, Al-Tira Avraham, Anochi Mogen Lach, Secharcha Harbe Ma'od. Hashem promises Avraham, don't worry, you have great schar. What was Avraham worried about? What was Avraham worried about? Why does Hashem say, don't worry, you still have schar? So we already know the answer because we just explained it. But now let's see it. De'be'emes Kisha Osin La'adam Neis. When a person has a nes done for him, Menachin lo mizechu Yosef, he has to have a debit on his zechuyos. The amnam kishahanes mefursam, but when the nes is so public, ad shahakol makirin shemeis Hashem ha'isapelakazeh, that everybody realizes it's from God. Im kain zacha ha'adam, this person then is zoche, he accrues the credit. Sha'al yedei nispars al yado nisparsem shmo shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Im kain leumas masha menachin lo mea zechuyos machmas hanei shenasa lo zechus chadash nosav lo, he has a new zechus masha al yado nisparsem shmo shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's a parallel. So Avram Avinu was very worried, right? He had all the Nisim, the Nes of the Milchama, and the Nes of the Four Kings and the Five Kings. Everything has happened. So Avram's like, Oy vey, I'm losing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says on line 21, Al tirak yanochi magen lach. Hainu, shahanisim haya be'ezer Hashem tzvakos. I was magen lach. I was your protection. Everybody realized it was me. And therefore, you have nothing to worry about. Umeatos, he shaper line 24 now. De be'emes, now here's the answer. Ein lehis palo. Shakodesh baruch hu yasa lo neis nistar. Dehainu neis she'enu makir bo el Hashem. That's what's inappropriate, like when it comes to the Isha mu'uberes. Masha Enkin skipping down b'neis meforsam, but if it's a public neis, call shahaneis yoser gadol ba'ofan sheishkan nikayim mizachu yosav yoser lumazen. It's parasim shmosh hakadosh baruch hu biyoser v'schar char b'mo. So it's the exact opposite of the second idea of the Bechor Shor. The Bechor Shor says no, you could ask hakadosh baruch hu for a neis nistar, but not a neis nigla. Says the Yeshuas Yaakov, just the opposite would be appropriate. Good, and there's Rabbi Yosef Nechemia, the beginning of the Parshas Va'era, which fits this idea into the Psukim as well, which we're not going to read right now. But he quotes it based on this Yeshuas Yaakov. He works into some of the Psukim. But now let's go to the fourth suggestion. Fourth suggestion is by Rav Shlomo Kluger. Shlomo Kluger was a very, very prolific writer, many, many Svarim, 150 Svarim, different quotes, we don't have a lot of them, but in one of his Drusha Svarim, in Source number 15 now, Rav Shlomo Kluger, one of the Rebbeim of the Beis HaLevi, so he writes as follows, also dealing with this issue. They all dealt with this issue, right? Exactly how is it appropriate to daven for an ace, and also, how is it, he deals with the base Yosef question as well, right? The base Yosef question with 100 answers or 500 answers, whatever you want to plug in. Why Hanukkah is 8 days and not 7? Hine lo havin hatam to be Hanukkah niskan shmona yamim vehikshu hakol kiva to be yom echad hayashem evlo hayabones rak yaser yamim. Why is it 8 days? Kais nirekach. Listen what I think now. Dehine al neis levado lo ratzu lasakein laso zikaron ki ein leis neis maila. A miracle itself, right, that's not worthy of the holiday. Ach b'nei shel Hashemen, asa l'makadosh baruch hu nei zeh b'chinam, b'li nikui zechuyos klal. Why did Hashem do the miracle of the oil? B'nei Yisrael, as many point out, did not need that miracle. They needed the miracle of the war to survive. That they needed. The miracle of the oil they did not need. They could have, as we know, Tumahutra B'tzibur, or Tehuya B'tzibur, they could have given the Tamei oil for a week, and then, later on, or a week later, they would have had tar oil. That nais was unneeded. Why was it done? Purely l'shem mitzvah. Purely to give Am Yisrael the opportunity to do a mitzvah, to do use it for Avodas Hashem. It says that was the extra day.
Just like the first day they didn't use any zechuyos because the oil was there, so too the other days. Why? Because this entire nes wasn't done for the need of Klal Yisrael. But it was done because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved them and he wanted to show them that he was still with them. And then he continues, and it relates to our issue. Let me sweeten this. When do we say that a nace cuts into your credit? Where there's a personal need. That's where the nace is menache, and you have to deduct. But if it's a nes for purposes of doing a mitzvah, Hashem, please let the oil be tahar. I want to do the mitzvah betara. Then there's no problem. If it's asking for a nes l'tzorach mitzvah, not for my own purpose, but for Klal Yisrael's help for a mitzvah, so then that would be okay. That would be a justification. Mutter to ask for nisim l'shem avodas Hashem. So really, that's what we're asking by Hanukkah. What are we davening for? We're davening for Mashiach. We're davening for Hashem. We want to serve you better. We're not asking for a personal nace to happen. Hashem, please let me win the lottery. Please let me win the lottery. Right? Unless you say that's your shalos. But even if it's that's not a miracle, at least the other answer is nace nistar. But either way, this is another suggestion that we can have, that nisim that are for the l'shem mitzvah, l'shem avodas Hashem, that would be okay. So what do we have so far? We have the Bechor Shor number 1, Tzorchei Rabin versus Tzorchei Yachid. Number 2, we have Neis Nigla versus Neis Nistar. Number 3, same answer, but in the opposite direction. And number 4, L'shem Mitzvah, L'shem Avodas Hashem, would be okay. And this is also just connected, this fourth answer is connected to the Pnei Yeshua in Shabbos, who, right, points out, I gave it to you again in source number 17, that the Iker of this Neis was to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us. It wasn't that we need it. Right, and that's why Hashem did the Nes, to show that even though there was many troubles during Bayesheni, the Shechina is still Shora. Again, that's the Pnei Yeshua in Shabbos on Daf Chav Gimel. Two other suggestions, and then we'll call it. Let's go to the last two sources. Two other suggestions. Source number 18, the Birchas Rafael. Again, one of the Achronim suggests O Nira Bazeh. There's a difference between a miracle that we need and a miracle that we want. Generally, changing a child, the gender of a child, is not a need, it's a want. Generally. I might want to be fulfilled in mitzvah if I have six boys and I want a girl, but that's a want, it's not a need. A milchama is a need. That's the difference. Do we need it? So again, here there's already flexibility in terms of there's a chole, a goses, an otelamus, so that's a need. That's not a want. This person needs it. They can't daven. So he says that's the difference. Is there a hechruch? Is there a need? Second paragraph in Source 18. Acheinira, tahadim is palan al anisim, hainu al neshein muchrach lo. It's not muchrach. Could go and try some uberes. Vrotzel is palan shetele tzachar. By Leah, she felt it was a hechruch. So what do? We're in need. We need Mashiach. The miracle of Chana, we need it. Not just we want it. We need it. That's what Tzipis El Yeshua means. We have to recognize that there's a need. That's a need and not just a want. And therefore, that would be okay. That would be okay as well. Again, all of these are explained in the Chanukah, but they all have to be plugged in to all the different situations in life. The last one, the final one, which is an answer in Yonah Yoma, getting us ready again for the Chag HaUrim that's coming up in a couple of weeks, and that's suggested here by the Bnei Yisachar. Bnei Yisachar says that, based on a Bnei Yisachar, I should say, it's based on a Bnei Yisachar, it's quoted by the Minchas Yitzchak, and that is, the Bnei Yisachar mentions that when we have a holiday, when we have Pesach, when we have Shavuos, it's not just a memory. We know that in the Teva, in the nature of those moments on the Jewish calendar every year, those moments are miyuad for miracles. It's miyuad for Kabbalah Satorah. It's miyuad for Yetzias Mitzrayim, going outside of our borders. Time on the Jewish calendar is magical. And every year when it comes up, the same potential that was there thousands of years ago when these stories originally took place, that same potential is there now. He says, that's why on Chanukah we could ask for it. Because this is already miraculous times. It happened once already on this times. So it can happen again. That's the Bnei Yisachar on line 13. Nisim shebahem eskal sa'ar hi rak l'shaitam. Right, there's a nes that it's a one-time thing in history. Avo me'idach, there's other nisim, then no. It happens on a certain yantif, and that's what we remember every time that yantif comes up. And that's why we're again makabel the Torah every Shavuos. And that's why we remember the Adonai HaKavod every Sukkos. Because this divine protection comes again. Says that's what Chanukah is about. It's not Leah and Rachel. That's just a miracle that never happened before. So that's inappropriate to ask for. Except if you're Leah Imenu. But when it comes to Chanukah, says the Minchas Yitzchak, says it's happened once before, so we're allowed to ask for it again. Again, all of this, the whole basis of this whole shiur, was on relying on a b'di'evid. If I forgot on Anisim, Lamaisa, hopefully we were Mekayim, that b'di'evid, through our learning tonight, right? We shouldn't forget. If we forget, we can be Mekayim this. But generally, we shouldn't forget, but the Yesodos are true, even if the application, hopefully we won't run into the problems with. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue with other topics related to Maseches Yuma in the coming weeks.